بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال: كان من دعاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم إني أسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. رواه الحاكم. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrates that one of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was this du'a: Allahumma inni as'aluka mujibati rahmatik. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you for that which makes your mercy obligatory. We ask you for that which makes your mercy necessary. What does this mean? There's nothing obligatory, there's nothing faraz on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does what He wants, what He wishes. There's nothing that is faraz upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is meant by makes your mercy obligatory? Means we ask you that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us that which draws your mercy, that which brings your mercy. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us those things. We are in need of your mercy, we need of your rahmat, we need of your special favors. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are asking you for those things that draws your mercy, that makes your mercy necessary. This is what it means. A certain action, certain things a person does, that it makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it draws Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. It's as though those actions are making the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala farz upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not farz upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's as though those actions actually draw the mercy in such a way that like it seems as though it's necessary upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send down mercy for those actions. So this is what is meant by this part of this dua. Wa azaima maghfiratik. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you for those things that make your forgiveness obligatory. Make your forgiveness, those things that draw your forgiveness. We are all in need of the maghfirat, we are all in need of the mercy, of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are filled with sins, head to toe. We are all in need of being forgiven, of being washed, of being cleansed completely from all our sins. But this is what is meant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make it such that you grant us those things that make your forgiveness obligatory. Wassalamata min kulli ism. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us safety from all sin. What is meant by this safety from all sin? It's safety from committing the guna and safety from the effects of that guna. Every guna, firstly, every sin that a person commits is bringing upon sin upon this person. But together with that, we don't realize that there's certain effects also of that guna. A person speaking lies, sometimes he might just think that it's a sin for speaking the lie. He may understand, okay, we understand it's a sin, but there's nothing more to it. But from this hadith we learn that there is the effects of sin. So sometimes in a person's life, that effects also will be seen. A person who cheats, a person who deceives, a person who frauds, who's involved in fraud, a person involved in zina, a person involved in backbiting, of zulam, etc. All these things, they have certain effects. Now these effects are found somewhere in life. Somewhere a person will realize, maybe when he's young, he won't notice it. Later on, just one example that comes to mind, a person who is very disrespectful to his parents. So he thinks that, alright, one of those things, I'm just being disrespectful. He doesn't think too much of it, and he ignores it. But it happens such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it, that later on in life, he'll get a child, and now will start disrespecting him. Why? Because he disrespected his parents. So this is what is meant by the effect of sin. Sometimes that effect is not found immediately, the effect is found many, many years later. He was one pious person. He was very, very pious person. He was a great alim, great muhaddis, etc. So he was once, he did a business deal. When he did this business deal, there was something that was a little bit doubtful in that deal. So what he had done was, being a pious person, he had taken that capital and he had taken that amount that he found to be doubtful. Both he had given it in charity. But this money I don't want. Doubt in it, little bit doubt, they were very careful. So he had given it away in charity. Now what had happened was, his supplier was now demanding payment for the goods that were supplied. He had sold that goods and he had the money, but he had given it away in charity now because he was doubtful. The masla is, a person, if the money is doubtful, he shouldn't keep the profit there because there's doubt, but his capital he can still keep. But based on this person's level of taqwa, he had given now the capital and the profit away. So now when the supplier was demanding money, he didn't have the funds to pay it. So there is something known as habs, where a person now is restrained. He's restrained by the Islamic government, and he, until he can make arrangements for that payment, he's not released. So he was now imprisoned, he was now restrained, So he explains, and he explains to one of his students, and he tells one of his students, he said, let me explain to you something. I want to just tell you something. I want to teach you something. He said, 40 years ago, I addressed somebody as Ya Muflis. It was one person who had no money. And in discussing and talking with him, in that little bit of anger, that being upset I was with him, I addressed him as Ya Muflis, oh you bankrupt person, oh you broken down Johnny, as we would say. So I used that one word against that person 40 years ago. Allah Pak is showing me the effect of that today. That today I'm in prison because I can't make payment, today I'm bankrupt. He says that be very careful of your actions. You don't realize that there's effect also of actions. So this is what this part of the dua is saying. Wassalamata min kulli ism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me safety from every sin, meaning the sin itself and the effects of also of the sin. Wal ghanimata min kulli bir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me benefit of every act of goodness. Grant me the benefit of every act of goodness. In other words, grant me the benefit of doing the action also, and grant me the benefit of whatever effects those good actions bring. The effect, the good, the side effects, as we'll say, of those good actions. A person is doing good, there's so much of rahmah, there's so much of barakah coming in his life, there's happiness coming in his life. He can see the happiness in his children, he can see the happiness in his staff, he can see the happiness with his neighbors. He'll experience all this happiness. As Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali would say, that it would be as though it is Jannat on earth. As though it is Jannat on earth, in his own home, the way the husband and wife will get along, the way the family will get along. All this is because of the barakat of A'mal. He's bringing the barakat of, he's bringing his actions in his home, bringing the actions in the business, bringing the actions in his life. So this is the benefit of these good actions. So this is what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, Wal ghanimata min kulli bir, and the benefit of every act of goodness, O Allah, granted to me. Wal fawza bil jannah. And now this was the style of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Akhirat is not forgotten. O Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, grant us the success of attaining Jannah. Grant me the success of attaining paradise, because that is the ultimate success, where a person is entered into Jannah, where a person gets Jannah. So grant me the success of attaining Jannah. And the last part of the dua, one najata min al-nar, and O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me salvation from the fire of Jahannam. When a person is saved from Jahannam, he is saved from all evil, all bad. It is the ultimate salvation a person can be saved from. Sometimes we may think that we got saved from a car accident, or we got saved from falling, we got saved from getting hurt, or if something happened, Allah Pak saved us, we get happy. But the ultimate savior is being saved from the fire of Jahannam. The last part of this dua, one najata min al-nar, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Let us read this dua one time. Allahumma inni as'aluka mujibati rahmatik wa azaima maghfiratik والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.